Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Beach Boy Mike Love has a new song to remind us better days are coming.
We all remember when school is out was a cause for celebrations. Nobody ever even thought about closing down entire nations. Washing hands and wearing masks, and it's not even Halloween. Shaking hands is a thing of the past due to social distancing. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. Well, I believe the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun in the sun.
Oh, there's that sound we all grew up with. Mike Love, we feel better already.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for playing it and promoting the idea of this too shall pass.
Yeah, and it's all going for a good cause, too, isn't it?
That's right. The label, BMG, and myself, we're donating all the proceeds. If anybody buys it on Amazon or Spotify or iTunes or any other way of buying music, all the funds are going to go. We're going to donate it all to Feeding America, which is their COVID response part. And anyway, Feeding America is great. It's a nationwide food bank, supplier of food to people, and they do millions of meals a year. So it's a great organization.
I know you worked with sometime Beach Boy John Stamos on this, and y'all had to do it in isolation, though, didn't you?
We did it in 7 different locations, and I called my keyboard player living in Vegas, and he sent the results of what we did together to our musical director, who came up with a basic track, and sent it to a couple other guys living in Nashville to do the vocals and sax, and then we sent it to Santa Barbara to my son Christian singing his part. Then I did my part in Lake Tahoe and sent it to Stamos, who did the drums and did the video for This Too Shall Pass. It's really great.
Yeah, very, very cool. And I'm sure you've had to sort of scramble to put your touring plans on hold. Are you going to be able to do anything this year, do you think?
Well, this year, yes, but, everything, we had the biggest year of the Beach Boys' career lined up for personal appearances. We had a whole month in Europe. That's all switched to next year, and we're looking forward to doing some shows. We're going to be, we had the biggest year set up, and then it came to a screeching halt. So, in light of all the things that are going on, all the people affected, and all the people are in the front lines fighting the disease, I wanted to do a song that was, recognizing all that we're going through, but also saying that, this too shall pass. Society's gone through many things for many years. I've been at it for almost 6 decades, and, Vietnam War and social unrest and stuff like that. But eventually things resolve or dissolve. And I just wanted to do something that's uplifting and promises some more fun in the sun at some point.
Yeah, we sure need that. I know that you've always been big on meditation, Mike. And
yes.
During these times, do you find that that's helping more than ever?
Yeah, well, I learned transcendental meditation from Maharishi in Paris in December '67. I've been doing it every day since then. And it is a huge help you can go beyond. Transcend means to go beyond all the stressful things that go on that life throws at us, and it really gives you a deep sense of peace and relaxation. That's because when the mind goes to these deeper levels and when you're taught the technique, you can transcend and go beyond all that, and your body gets this deep level of rest. So your heart, lungs, everything gets a rest, and so it's been a huge benefit.
Did you have an opportunity over the years to talk meditation and music with George Harrison?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I was invited to go to India by Maharishi in January of 68, And George Harrison and I both had our birthdays in India. When I got to India, all the Beatles were there in Rishikesh, and that was a fascinating time. Music, meditation, and lectures by Maharishi, and birthday parties for George Harrison and I. I did a song called Pisces Brothers. We're both Pisces. He February 25th, I March 15th. So we had a lot in common.
I don't think you can talk to a Beach Boy without talking a little bit about good vibrations. Let's play a little bit of this, and then I want to ask Mike Love about it. Here's sure. The song we all know and love.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
How does it work, Mike? Brian's mom told him as a child that dogs can pick up a person's bad vibrations, and he writes a melody. And then how long did it take you to come up with the lyrics? Did Brian like what you wrote right away?
Yeah, well, he kept changing studios and changing arrangements and stuff. Finally came upon this record, this track. And I came up with, I'm picking up good vibrations, and I wrote all the words on the way to the studio. So it took me about a half hour drive to get to the studio in Hollywood from where I was. And I dictated the lyrics, and he liked them. And my cousin Carl is the one that sang the beautiful verse lead. What a voice. And then I came up with the chorus. And so it was a true collaboration by my cousin Brian and I.
What a classic. It's Mike Love. His new song, This Too Shall Pass, is available for download and streaming everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube. Mike, if you can hang on for a little bit here, I want to talk some more Beach Boys music with you, okay?
I would love it.
By the way, stay where you are out there out west because it's freezing here in Chicago. Wait till you hear the forecast.
I heard. And the waves might be up, though, on the lake.
Surf's up.
Yeah.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam.
Now that still sounds good. Sloop John B., Beach Boys, and Mike Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. And Mike, is the story right? Brian hired like about a dozen musicians to record it, and you worked all night in the studio in Los Angeles?
Yeah, the Wrecking Crew was the group that he used to do the Pet Sounds tracks, and we were in primarily in Japan. As we had two different groups. Brian left the touring group in 1964. Glenn Campbell filled in for him, and then Bruce Johnson filled in for Glenn since 1965. But we were in Japan. I came back and did the vocals to the Pet Sounds.
Yeah, what a great landmark record that was. Mike, at what point did you and your cousin Brian decide that just singing at family gatherings wasn't enough and you wanted to do more?
Well, we all love the radio. We listen to the R&B stations. We listen to the Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, all that kind of stuff. And we just love music. And so at one point in time, his father was my Uncle Murray was a songwriter, and he introduced us to a guy in Hollywood, had a little studio and a little simple two-track studio, and they wanted a song. So we came up with a song about surfing, and of course the local big deal was surfing was a big deal in Southern California, and so it caught on and it got played on the radio and it became a fairly minor hit, and then it caught the attention of Capitol Records, and we signed with them and had Surfing Safari, Surfing USA, I Get Around, fun, all in the first couple of years.
And of all the lyrics and melodies and hooks you wrote or co-wrote with Brian and sang lead on, is there one that gives you more personal pleasure and satisfaction than any other?
There's a song called The Warmth of the Sun, a beautiful ballad that he and I wrote in the wee hours of the morning of the date that President Kennedy was taken to the hospital in Dallas. And that's a very, it's really an emotional song. It's about, The Warmth of the Sun is the feeling you had, even though the the relationship and the love you had with this girl is no longer real. It was a beautiful memory, and you felt something really powerful. And so that became The Warmth of the Sun. And I really love working on that song with Brian.
I know you're a longtime supporter of environmental causes. And do you think the only silver lining of this pandemic is our air and water and wildlife seem to be doing better? It kind of makes you think about how much we've been polluting the earth, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And, we're big supporters of the Surf Rider Foundation, which is, attempting to keep the waterways clean and to protect the environment that way. But, yeah, you can't screw up the ocean. The ocean gives us life and oxygen and everything like that. And cutting down every tree just to grow, cattle or something like that, not a good way to go. These kinds of issues, like this pandemic, is teaching us a lot, and we'll learn a lot from it. And maybe one of those things is to be, be healthier in just overall, and health in general has to be the health of the world, the environment.
Yeah, well, we're trying to look for positives, and that's what your song This Too Shall Pass is all about. I want to play my favorite still, and your voice is perfect on this one, Mike. It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. Was this always intended to be a Mike Love lead vocal?
Well, Brian and I wrote together, so we'd sit down on the piano, and I'd come up with the lyrics, and he came up with the chord progressions and the melodies and stuff, and it just so happened, working together, it fell to me to sing those words that I just wrote.
And here's a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. West farmer's daughters really make you feel all right. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they
Isn't it nice to know, Mike Love, even today you can warm up the entire city of Chicago with that?
That's wonderful. I have a direct connection with Chicago because my wife, Jacqueline, is from the western suburbs.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a great city, and I always say it's a good thing we have this weather here. If not, too many people would want to live here.
Well, it's a bummer, though, about this thing. We were set to do Ravinia on September 12th, and they canceled their season. I'm bummed.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to next year when we can get back to having fun in the sun one more time in Ravinia.
Yeah, let's play a little bit of that fun. Was this? I heard this originally was called Run, Run, Run. Is that true?
No, it's fun.
Right, here it is. Mike Love. And Mike, so many songs that you wrote, and a lot of them, and I'm thinking in particular about Wouldn't It Be Nice in Surfin' USA, you were not given a writer's credit back then on so many
That's
of
correct.
Those songs. And was that the cause of all the friction and the split over the years with you and Brian Wilson?
So what it was is Brian's dad, Uncle Murray, administered the publishing, and he just didn't put my name down. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to court years later to establish my... And even Brian wanted to settle it, but he couldn't because at the time he was in what they call a conservatorship because of these mental and emotional issues he had and was dealing with. So, but, there's no animosity between Brian and I. It's always been other people kind of interfering or creating problems. Anyway, we sure have made a lot of beautiful music together, and it's still loved by so many millions of people around the world. It's awesome.
Yeah, and we really love This Too Shall Pass, the song you wrote to remind us all that better days are yet to come. And again, you can get that just about anywhere, and you can also help feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund. Mike, we certainly hope to see you back here in Chicago performing soon, and it's always great to catch up with you. By the way, I loved the book, and any Beach Boy fan, I would recommend this. If you want to get the real story of the Beach Boys, pick up Mike's book. Is that still available just about everywhere, Mike?
Yeah, you know, you can get it from Amazon. Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy by Mike Love. And thank you, Bob, the Oak Street Beach Boy, for having me on WGN. It's awesome.
look forward to seeing you in the flesh very soon.
Yeah, we're hoping to come back during the Christmas period. I hope everything is back to normal then, or semi-normal anyway.
Yeah, well, this too shall pass, right?
That's right.
Have
fun.
Have a good weekend, Mike. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob.